guy.
That's pretty jazzy. Well, I'm George Russell, and I'm filling in for Kate Delaney, who's in Hawaii. We will speak to her a little bit later on. And I empathize with those of you that, you know, want to hear her voice. Unfortunately, I grabbed this. You know, she didn't pick me to come on the show until I sent her my coffee. I have my own roast, which is called Fog Lifter, and it's a single-origin Colombian. No flavors or anything like that. It took me a long time. I had to find a master roaster. I had to go back and forth. I had to taste it, make sure it was okay. Not too burnt. You know, for those of you that pay $8 for burnt coffee, you know what I'm talking about, don't you? I don't like that. So it took me a while to find it. And then once I did, I had to name it. And it's in a nice airtight package with a self-sealer. And I've sent her some. And she is a coffee guru. And she said it knocked me out, loved it. Then I said, then would you like to fill it? Yeah, thanks. After 5 years, it must have been my coffee that did it. Anyway, I'm live, unscripted, unrehearsed, in this four-hour extravaganza, overnight talk radio. What a time. I mean, here in where I'm looking out of my window, it's dark, but it's always dark because I'm on at 6 a.m., but it is cold. I mean, how many of you people out there buy into this polar vortex stuff? Come on. You know what a vortex is, by any chance? I mean, when you were young and you went to school, if you remember anything, I don't remember too much. I've always known that to be some type of phenomenon that had to do with a fluid of some sort. And all it's been is cold, all right? And I understand the jet stream, and I understand that Canada is a little north of us here, and that jet stream, you know, moves. And it has brought cold air down. I think it's been doing it since before human beings were even on the planet. I don't know where they get it from, but I'm not buying into the name of it. I know it's cold, and it's going to be cold. I don't know where you're at. I know where Kate is. It's 85, but it's cold, and it's going to be cold. I'll go back to what we started last week, actually. It might even have been about 13 days ago where Dish Network gave the Weather Channel the boot. To me, it was no great loss. First of all, I don't have a television. I don't watch the television, okay? You know, I don't need that corruption. You know, subliminal messages pounding me day in and day out. I don't like it. It's nonsense. I understand the game that they're playing too, and I'm not buying into it. But anyway, when that first came out, I said, how could you possibly have the Weather Channel made a statement to the Dish Network, and they said that, hey, listen, people's lives depend on us. Are you kidding me? Dish responded promptly and, of course, professionally by saying, you're not the only weather service around here, you know. Hey, listen, these people can't even get the forecast right within a 24-hour period. Let me give you an example of Saturday's forecast in my neck of the woods here, which was Saturday's a big day for everybody traveling. They go out, they do what they need to do. In the Northeast, for those of you that go through these things, you know, we pay attention to what's going on. You grab the weather, you go about your business, no big deal. You dress for it or whatever you need to do. And, you know, you get a forecast for 1 to 3 inches at 8 o'clock in the morning. No big deal. Come on, that's nothing. We could do what we need to do. We'll get home before the evening and blah, 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 the life goes on, right? That's what was on the, that was on the docket for last Saturday morning. About 11:30 in the morning, we're driving around going, hey, this doesn't look like 1 to 3 because I can't see. Okay. I actually videotaped it. And wrote a nice little scalding note to the National Weather Service and used the internet term, which I bought into because it's the first time that I've ever used it. And I know you've heard it a bunch of time. And I titled it Epic Fail. That was my first time ever using it. And I'll tell you, it was appropriate because, you know, you have to understand just a little bit of things if you just go and read when it comes to your weather. First of all, they have advisories, they have watches, they have warnings. Each one has protocol for why they do that. Like a blizzard, for instance, which is the condition of a storm. It's not the storm, you know. You've got to have visibility less than a quarter mile for 3 hours straight. And now, if you for those of you that have been in those conditions for even 5 minutes, it's tough. So you can imagine that for 3 hours and why a blizzard is a big deal. And so they gave out a winter storm warning at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Now, you know what? The winter storm watch, not the warning, the watch was issued at 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Saturday, is when the potential for 6 inches or more falls within a 12-hour period. 3 inches of snow is tough to drive in on the streets until they're salted and stuff anyway. And we have people that don't know how to drive, and you know the whole nightmare. You've been in it. I know you have. We get that issued at 2 o'clock. We already had 6.5 inches on the ground. Are you kidding me with that? Right? So they can't even get something right in a 24-hour day period. Never mind giving you a 20-day forecast. Are you, what the heck is the matter with you? You know, right now, what's the biggest news out there? What is the weather going to be for the Super Bowl at the Meadowlands in East Rutherford on February 2nd? You've got these people telling you that there's going to be computer models that did this one and that one's predicting that. You don't know anything. Who are you kidding? You don't know? Today, here in Northeast Boston, 1 hour south of where my studio sits right now, and about 25 minutes south of Boston, they were pounded with snow. All right, that's pounded. 17 inches dropping in a 24-hour period is a lot of snow because it just disrupts your whole day. And if you're in a city atmosphere, it's even worse because you can't park cars. They don't have any place to put the snow. It's a nightmare for a little while. And we were predicted to get 6 to 8 inches of snow here. And so what does George do? I do what I normally do. I have to get up at 2:30 because I have to plow myself out to make sure that I'm on air at 6. Contact the guy that does the emergency, the snow emergency, the police department, all of these, the department, you know, to get updates of what's going on. I get up at 2:30, look out the window, there's nothing. I said, oh, let me go look online to find out what's going on here. Winter storm warning's been lifted. New forecast, dusting. Okay, so 2 days, Saturday and Monday, flip-flopped on the weather. And again, like I said at the beginning of the program, I want to come back as a meteorologist because they'll go to work tomorrow. Nobody will say anything to them. It's okay, no problem. I could go on air tomorrow and tell everybody it's going to be sunny and 70 degrees. You know what? You don't need your gloves. You don't need your jacket. Just go on outside. Don't worry about it. You know, it's going to be a nice day to go for a swim. And I could be totally wrong, and somebody could go out there and do it. And you know what? Well, who cares? It doesn't matter, does it? They can say and do whatever they want. I know that's not what they're doing, but they could. Same with a politician. They can do whatever they want. They're not going to get thrown out. You know, they have to be forced out. You have to have a guy sit there and say, no, I didn't smoke crack. And no, I'm not drunk. And you have another guy say, well, I got a videotape of you, pal. You know, you want to admit to this or you want me to show the video? You don't have anything. Boom, all across every paper. And then he still said it wasn't me. And he's not getting, they took his power away from him. We're talking about that guy Ford in Toronto. All right. They took his power away from him as the mayor, but he's still the mayor. What good is it? Toss the bum out. Simple as that. Do it like they did in the old days. Get on the steps, and as he comes to work, say, you're not coming in here today, pal. All right, time for a break, right? Yes. And then I'll come back with another guest. I'm George Russell, filling in for Kate Delaney. Hang in there.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe's financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Yesterday, I got a notice from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money, but the notice said if I don't pay it in 30 days, they're going to go into my bank account and take my money, put a lien on my house, and garnish my wages. Can they really do that?
If you owe back taxes, unless you get help, the IRS can do all that and more. Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Their Fresh Start program that will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS or state have in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. You get a fresh start if you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes. They're so sure they can help you that they'll give you a 20% discount just for calling right now. Dial 877-328-6404. That's 877-328-6404. Again, 877-328-6404.
I'm George Russell sitting in for my friend Kate Delaney, and I appreciate her giving me the opportunity to sit in for her while she is in Maui. Hopefully, you'll be able to put up with me for a few more hours and a couple more days. I know how difficult it is when you have something that you're used to and all of a sudden you hear a different voice, a different tone, accent, attitude, and sometimes that's very difficult. I am a talk radio fan since I was a kid, and that's very difficult in itself. So I appreciate her giving me the time, and if you hang out with me for a little bit, you'll see it's not so bad. You have to just trust in her decision, not mine, because I wouldn't have you listen to me if it was on my own. She recruited me, and that's why we're here. Amongst a lot of the tomfoolery and the joking and the jawing that I like to have with a lot of things out there, I'm serious on a couple of issues in my life as a male and what I would consider to be a man, thanks to my parents. And I think that we failed in that area a lot throughout the United States of America. I cover a lot of stories where I can see that failure. The reasons why, I can't fix them all. But when I have someone that I know that had to go about doing it and has written a book, I want to bring them and talk to them so that they can talk to others out there about how they went about doing it. His name is Lawrence Agresto. I know him as Larry, and you can call him Larry too, all right? He's a single dad. He's been a single dad for years. He became a single father basically overnight. His wife, Jody, and the mother of his two daughters, Lauren, which was age 12, and Julia, age 8, was rushed to the hospital on a Thursday night and pronounced dead on Saturday morning. She had not been ill. So what had taken place for Larry and his family were a shock and what we could call a tragedy. I don't know how many stories, and this has happened not only to Larry, but a lot of people out there, and the outcome maybe not have been so good or in productive as Larry's. He wrote a book. It's called A Father's New Beginning. He joins me. Larry, good to talk to you.
George, good morning. How are you this morning?
Yeah, it's early, but I'm okay. We're in the marathon broadcast. I'm going to be doing 10 hours a day for the next 2 days, so hopefully the voice will make it through. Larry, you're an inspiration to a lot of men that will get to know you and those that will read your book. If we want to just start off, basically, we can go. Let's go back to that Thursday. How many? When did this take place, anyway? But what year?
This took place in May of 1995.
Okay, so what, your wife didn't feel good? You just took her to the hospital? What?
Yeah, at the dining room table that evening, George, she complained of just being nauseous, having a slight headache, not having an appetite. So she went upstairs to lay down, and the girls and I finished dinner and, you know, did the cleanup in the kitchen and helped the girls with their homework and got them to bed. And as the evening evolved, her conditions got worse.
And then a couple of days later, you find out Saturday she's no longer with us.
Yeah, well, I brought her to the hospital Thursday night when she got to the point where she was, you know, feeling really poorly, and they diagnosed it as a stomach bug because she was sick to her stomach, and that was the result of what was going on. We didn't know at the time what was going on. And, yeah, it just everything just happened really, really fast.
Fast forward, what was it that took your wife anyway? Did you ever find out? Or?
Yes, I had an autopsy done because we needed to know. Medically, they refer to it as a pheochromocytoma, which is basically a benign tumor on the adrenal gland. When the tumor gets to a certain size, it causes the adrenal gland to what they refer to medically as infarct, which means it explodes. So she had adrenaline pumping into her system full bore 24/7. And what happens when you have enough adrenaline in your system at that rate, it just causes your heart to basically explode.
Never would have found this before, though.
You wouldn't have found it unless you were looking for it via an ultrasound.
Okay.
No.
So here it is, Sunday morning. You're by yourself with two daughters. No mom, no wife.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
You got to pull things together. Now, you got two choices. You can bail out, go hit the bottle if you want, go down to the, you know, go get away from it all and just start burying it if you wanted to, you know. But you didn't. You took the bull by the horns, no?
I took the bull by the horns because, you know, the hardest thing I had to do after this all happened was I had to come home and tell my girls that their mom was gone. And I'll never forget the look in their eyes and the expression on their face. And at that moment, something got indebted in my heart. And I just said, I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure that these girls, based on what they've already lost in their life, which is the most precious thing a girl could lose, which is their mother. I just said to myself, I'm going to make sure that these girls have a normal life, as normal as possible under the circumstances going forward. And I just made raising my girls my number one priority.
I'm George Russell, sitting in for Kate Delaney, America Tonight, with my guest Larry Agresto. He has a book, it's A Father's New Beginning, just going through a little background on it. And these your daughters were at a very vulnerable age. You know, so we're not talking about a 3-, 2-, 4-year-old kid here that loses their mom. We're talking about a 12- and 8-year-old. You know, so they've come to know and depend upon mom. And for a 12-year-old going through those changes just to absorb, what do you mean mom's not going to be here anymore? That's tough stuff in itself. So anyway, we start to, now all of a sudden you got to be mom, dad, worker, parent, friend, all at one time when your partner's not there.
Yeah, it's a life. Obviously, it's a life changing experience. And I have to say that the community that I lived in, which was the town of Groton,
Massachusetts,
Groton, Massachusetts, correct. My girls attended the Groton Dunstable Regional School System. And the school system was very supportive in regards to the teachers, the guidance counselors, friends, neighbors, were just unbelievable. They were so giving, they were so supportive, so loving. All these little things, all these little pieces make a big difference in regards to, you know, how you're able to, you know, bounce back. That had a lot to do with, my being able to, you know, take the hit and be there for my girls.
Not only this, you know, hey, you were a dad and working and just going upon the same day-to-day activities as everybody else was, right? So when we go through the book and we start to realize the things that has made you a father, you know, a lot of these words that you use to describe, you had no idea that they were in you, but you've actually been able to, you know, expand upon them. For instance, you've always had courage. Did you know you had courage?
Well, I didn't know I had courage to the level that that I demonstrated as a result of losing Jody. The upside to a tragedy like this is if you can take the hit, you know, and get back up, so to speak, what you realize is how much spiritual strength and emotional strength we actually have as human beings and as individuals. And I've said to my girls and I've said to my best friends, although becoming a single dad was a tragedy, my experience as a single dad was a bright spot in my life. I always knew that I was a good dad, but becoming a single dad made me, not only a great dad, but a great man.
How long did it take you afterwards? Larry Agresto is with us. I'm George Russell, sitting in for Kate Delaney on America Tonight. How long after this started rolling did you start to realize these things? You know, because the book didn't come out in the year 1996.
No, it's an evolution. I mean, you're learning as you go. And so I did a lot of reading. I had a very good counselor myself that I spoke with and met with weekly for several months. Kathy Reardon, and she played a key role in helping me to learn and grow and handle the situation. It was a learning process, and I'd have to say that the key thing is that you have to learn to be very, very aware of, you know, what you're thinking, what you're feeling, how you're interacting with your children, the connection you're making, because the connection can be very positive or it can be very negative.
And the first place to start for anybody, which is why I have you on, is maybe somebody didn't lose their wife, but they have lost a loved one. And getting back up on your feet and knowing where to start is where we start. How does one get started?
Well, I had some experience in regards to losing loved ones because I lost my dad at a young age to cancer. He was only 59 when he passed, but he was ill for 10 years prior to that. And I lost a kid brother at 32 back in 1989. So those experiences, believe it or not, did play a role in helping me to be able to deal with Jody's loss. Very different being a single dad versus losing a sibling or losing your father in regards to losing a wife. But I would say that for people who have experienced loss, the thing that they need to remember is that
pause it.
The sun comes up tomorrow.
Pause it there, and we're going to come right back after this quick break. I'm George Russell, filling in for Kate Delaney on America Tonight. We'll be right back.
Rescue me. Come forth and speak to me. Raise me up and over.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter Fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
With you. I appreciate that. While you anxiously await the return of Kate Delaney, I am George Russell filling in on America Tonight. My guest is Larry Agresto. A Father's New Beginning is the book. And where is it available, first of all, Larry?
The book, George, is available both on Amazon and Barnes & Noble online. And I believe at this point, or very soon, you'll be able to pick the book up off the shelves at Barnes & Noble as well. You can also access my website and purchase the book from there. And the website is www.singledadswithheart.com.
Is it available in the e-reader format?
Yes, it's also available in the e-reader format as well as in a Kindle format.
Yeah, that's where it's at today.
Yeah.
Before we went to the break, I was talking about how does one start when they get the loss. You said the sun comes up tomorrow.
Well, yeah, you have to take one day at a time, and you have to realize that with each day, life gets better, life goes on. I know that my girls and I, one of our favorite movies was watching Little Orphan Annie and singing that song, The Sun Comes Up Tomorrow. You know, when we first started singing it, there were portions of the song where the girls and I were crying, but we'd sing through the song. And then eventually we were able to sing the song without tears. So you have to take one day at a time. You have to have trust and faith and hope in that tomorrow will be better than today. And the sun always does come up tomorrow.
Let me ask you this question, Larry. This is a challenging question, of course. And as all with all my shows, I'm unscripted, unrehearsed. I never rehearse anything with my guests. There are no pre-planned questioning or anything. We cut it real. What I want to know is, besides what you've already possessed in yourself as a male and a dad, how did you take up the spots that mom left? You know, there's things that a woman can do a man can't do.
Yeah, that's a very good question. I did what I could do. I mean, I was pretty domesticated. I mean, I started cooking when I was a young kid back home, I think those things played a role. I did a lot of reading, again, which helped me to understand a mother's role in a family unit. But my girls had angels, and they plugged in a lot of the things that I couldn't bring to my girls. For instance, Lauren had a very dear friend down the road from us. Her name was Pam, and Lauren babysat for her two little boys. Pam assumed the role of a big sister for Lauren, and I know that they had discussions about the birds and the bees and guys and dating and the things that I really probably couldn't talk to my girls about the way Jody could have. Julia had a neighbor right across the street by the name of Kate Whalen, and Kate had a daughter that was a year younger than Julia, and Kate basically adopted Julia as her own daughter. Anywhere she went with her daughter, whose name was Siobhan, she brought Julia along, whether it was shopping to get a bite to eat, the movies, the library, any event that you could think of. So both of my girls had angels and women in their lives that played a very, very key role filling in the void that Jody left.
I'm George Russell filling in for Kate Delaney. America Tonight, my guest, Larry Agresto, author of A Father's New Beginning. And when he's speaking about Lauren and Julia, age 12 and 8, his daughters, when his wife passed away, went to a hospital on a Thursday and passed away on Saturday. No previous illness, and all of a sudden, here's dad. And that's what this book is about. Now, let's go a little bit towards single dads with heart, which if you didn't have a heart, you wouldn't have been able to pull through everything you did. What's single dads with heart?
Well, single dads with heart is the name that I chose for my website. It's basically a very informative site that tells a little bit about the very topics that we're discussing here in regards to the book itself. And the book is really a personal memoir, okay, and about my experience becoming a single dad and being a single dad and raising my girls. But it also offers support, guidance, and inspiration throughout the book as each chapter breaks down. So it's not about dads going out and dating again. It's not about dads managing their career, although that aspect is included in the book. It's basically a book that really zeroes in on the behaviors that a father needs to be aware of and experience with his children.
Larry Agresto, the book, A Father's New Beginning. And I guess it's available at singledadswithheart.com. Right, Larry?
Yes, it is. It's available on the website.
This isn't only pertaining to, that's why it's Single Dads with Heart. You didn't have to lose your wife as tragically as Larry did. This could be for any single dad, and it's focused on dads. Dad is a big responsibility today. I think for those of you that this does not pertain to, so you only take what's directed towards you and you leave the rest behind. We get a lot and have in this country a ton of deadbeat dads out there. Okay? I think one of the reasons for why we're in the conditions that we're in is I blame it on the male species. A lot. And they need work. And, you know, I think even dads that may be not alone might get a lot out of the book. Because it's basically, you're a dad. But this time when you started, you were by yourself and you had to, I got to be, now I'm full-time dad. I don't have any help. But it's just a great book for men to get back on their feet and be the dad that they were called to be. That's what I feel. It goes through a ton of things from courage, vulnerability, relationships, security, love, discipline, support, self-reliance, support. That's a hard thing that men don't like to turn to. We have a lot of pride. I know that you did, which stuck out for me when you said you had counseling. There's nothing wrong with counseling, is there, Larry?
I would have been lost without counseling. A lot of the books that I purchased and read had to do with behavior and human dynamics and communication. And I agree with you 100%, George, that unfortunately a lot of men take some of the attributes that I discuss in the book as a sign of weakness. For instance, the first chapter of the book talks about courage and vulnerability. And, most men don't have a problem demonstrating courage. They learn it through sports. They learn it as young kids growing up. But for them to demonstrate the emotion of vulnerability, a lot of men feel that that's a sign of weakness, and it's really not. It's just the opposite. It's a sign of strength. And whether you're a single dad or not, you just another good point you made, you don't have to just be a single dad. You know, you could just be a dad who came through a divorce situation, or you may be married and have a spouse. But there's a lot that fathers and men can learn through the book in regards to topics such as vulnerability.
The Single Dads with Hawk walks you through the key emotional and behavioral attributes that a single father needs to focus on and learn to master, allowing him to guide his children to be the best. Larry Agresto, the book, A Father's New Beginning. Although you didn't know it at the time, Larry, the last words from your wife were, "Take good care of my girls."
Yeah, I didn't realize when she said those words that she knew how serious her condition was. I thought she was referring to, you know, over the next day or two until we figure out what's going on here and I get taken care of and I come back home. But those were her last words to me. And I lived by those words. I really did.
Yeah, you took a promise from then to be the best single father you could be.
Yes, exactly, and it's interesting that one of the terms that I used to use with my girls after Jody died, before they got on the bus to go to school in the morning, before they had a big event, an athletic event, an academic event, a musical event, I started using the term "be the best" with them, and that was how I was trying to live my life day to day. I was trying to be the best father I could be. And I said earlier in the show, I just made that a priority, and I shared that thought with my girls about being the best in regards to their individual lives.
You had a little coaching experience too, Larry. You coached over 300 student athletes in town with a travel basketball league. You've already been working with the kids for a long time.
I loved, and I really miss working with the kids.
Had to give that up?
Well, I had to give it up because I've moved out of Groton now. But as your kids get older and they move on, you know, you kind of get you get pulled away from stuff like that. But I enjoyed working with the kids. I enjoy inspiring and motivating kids and helping them to learn to become the best they can be.
Fast forward, Larry, they were 12 and 8 when you lost your wife back in 1995. How's your two daughters doing now? I mean,
they're doing wonderful, thanks. Lauren's down in Connecticut. She's married. She went to the University of Connecticut. She works in the biotech field. Julia's up here in New Hampshire. She attended UNH, got a degree in English and journalism. And
maybe she should have done the interview. I mean, come on. Well, look, and I want people to go out and get the book. It's a great read. You can learn a lot. All men can. And I appreciate you having the courage to write it, Larry. And for men to even pick it up, you know. Like, again, pride's the first thing. That has got to fall before you can even move forward. You had that knocked out of you on that Saturday, right?
Good point. Yes, I had it knocked out of me, yeah, for sure.
www.singledadswithheart.com. That's where you can get the book. Larry, thank you so much. I'm going to give a couple of them away. Is that all right?
Absolutely, George. Thank you. I appreciate it.
And I appreciate it as well. And I appreciate. Look, what you went through will help others, even though it was. You can look back now. I mean, we would never be talking like this 3 or 4 months after that happened. But you look back now, and because you persevered. Thank you very much, Larry. I appreciate it.
Thank you, George.
I am George, filling in for Kate Delaney on America Tonight. Thank you so much for joining me. There is much more to come, so we appreciate you hanging around. I think she's out swimming in the wonderful waters of Maui. Can you imagine that? Maybe I'll have her call in a little bit. We have to talk to her anyway. I can't do this whole thing alone without her. All right, we'll take a quick break. I am George. It's America Tonight.
Know you first. Well, you brought it up. I'm just swimming in my temptation, my blood, my wine.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Walk slowly down the street with the big boo and hollow. Ain't no sound but the sound of speech. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat?
Well, my chair rolled over my headphone cable, so it's hanging half off my head. Hey, I am George, filling in for Kate Delaney. I am live and in real time, unscripted, unrehearsed, for your edutainment purposes, right? And it's good to be here. And I thank her for asking me to sit in for her while she is sunning herself. I don't even know what time it is in Hawaii, but the 3 to 4 hour, we're going to call her and we're going to talk to her. Larry did a good job. If you do want a copy of that book, you can call 1-877-300-7645. 1-877-300-7645. And if you'd like to talk about anything that's on your mind, feel free to do so as well. The microphone's not only for me, it's for you. This week there's a couple of things going on. I don't want to talk about Rob Ford, okay, and his the statements that he had a slip. Okay, I don't care. Really, it's a waste of time. It's a mockery of the political system. And that's not even in our country, but it's happened here. We've had people that have done the same thing. So I don't need to give him any more airtime than he's already getting. Let the other people talk about it. I don't want to. He has to go. And the people need to do something about it, and they will. And they'll get sick of it enough and toss him right out. He needs to go get some help, that's all. Many people can, get a second, third chance, or whatever. Hey, heck, look, we've re-voted in crack-smoking mayors, So it's not like it's all loss for the guy, but he can't be sitting there talking and representing people as a mayor with his behavior that he has. It's unacceptable. We're going to talk with Attorney Stevens, Counsel Stevens, in the next hour a little bit. I'd love to get his take on this trial, this new trial that's going to be sought for this, this 14-year-old kid that was executed. This is an amazing story because it's about 70 years ago. And why I took to the story is because, you know, Monday was Martin Luther King Jr. Day. And I've studied Martin Luther King Jr. He's an amazing man. I don't know if you know him like, some do. What that guy had to go up against and what he's done. He was an amazing guy. He truly was. And there's a side of him that you don't know about. That's the side of Martin Luther King Jr. that I enjoy. Just like the president. Man, this guy... I don't know how many presidents have been bashed as hard as this guy has. And that's Barack Obama. And he'll continue to do so. And especially now in the swan song, because he's not going to get reelected. But outside of him being a president of the United States, that's the type of guy you don't want to have a beer with, no? Or wouldn't you? Okay? I would. When he puts on the presidential outfit and he understands that he's the president, he's the CEO of the business of America and all the other things that come with it, well, then he has to be a certain way. They all do. Every guy that's been voted in as president does not come off the podium on inauguration of his first year walking, talking, looking like the president of the United States. Same thing if you have to go to a job that you wear a different uniform for. Now, you just don't, tend to be the personality that uniform holds within it, underneath it, a soldier the same way. It kind of evolves into it. And like it or not, he looks like a president. He's got the swag of a president. Like it or not. I mean, I'm not here to debate his policies and stuff. I want to give you a side of him you might not know about. That's I have to look at the human, man. I tell you, if you continue to look at the person because of the political party, we're never going to move forward because of the stigma of the party. And that's a problem. But this guy, first of all, he's a tough cookie with his mouth. You should know that. You better know that. And you better know that Martin Luther King Jr. was as well. I grew up in a neighborhood that at times and in school, I was the minority as a white guy. And, heck, razzing was going on all the time. I mean, all the time. It's nonstop. And you had better been able to stick up for yourself verbally and not so much physically, because there really wasn't a lot of it. I mean, you might have a fist fight or two, and a lot of it was just talking, and what they call it is jawing and stuff. And I mean, a lot of it goes on in sports. You saw it the other day after that championship game with the guy from Seattle, Sherman. And I can tell you right now, I'll bet you any money that Barack Obama can hold his own if he was to go one-on-one with you with a couple of verbal spats, and when he was able to use the language that he probably uses when he's walking around that house that you and I built. Huh? And how many of you out there, listen, how many of you out there actually think this guy quit smoking? That's the question. Huh? I'd love to take a poll on Kate's show to find out how many people think this guy is still smoking or not. Now, you already know that the wife said, and can you just imagine how they talk in that White House? Huh? She lays it down to him. I tell you now, if I see you with another one of those cigarettes out in public, I'm going to just, whatever choice word she wants to use, okay? Because you will not see that guy with a cigarette. But I have a hunch. And, of course, we all can have our own opinion. He still smokes. That's my own opinion. And he's breaking the law. You're not allowed to smoke in any federal building, but that's considered a personal home of theirs, so I guess he can and he can't. There's that gray area again, but when it comes to politics, there's always... Politics is like abstract art, now that I think about it. All right? Do any of you get abstract art? Because I don't get it. What that does to me gives me a kink in my neck. I can't figure it out. Does that mean I don't appreciate the workmanship that goes into a piece of art? No, I didn't say that. I understand that. I just don't get it. I've been to the New York Metropolitan Art Museum several times. I think I left a quarter of my brain in there because I don't even know what I'm looking at half the time. But politics is like abstract art down there. But I'd love to go to a ball game with this guy or have a verbal go with him. You know what I mean? Because he'd be a tough one to beat. And I bring that up because this week with this case that's going to be going on, this new trial with this, he was a black teen at the time, and he was executed. And they're going to reopen that case for him. This is going to be very difficult to do. If you go read about this kid and what he went through, it doesn't smell good at all, okay? That's all I'm going to tell you. We've come a long way, and this is why you have a lot of people across the country that are, don't want to have any more executions and stuff because of the mistakes of the past. And let me just briefly say about that whole situation. I will agree with the individuals out there that are against the death penalty in one aspect only, that it will not thwart the behavior of some to take another life. But there's a reason for that, because your judicial system's a mess. That's why. If the guy was found guilty, or girl, okay, on a Thursday, and convicted of murder that had a sentence of the death penalty, and it was done with DNA, and there was no inkling at all of any mistake that we didn't have the right person, and he was found, then he should be hung, shot, or put to death Friday morning. Okay? If you're going to do it, you got to do it like that. And then I will eat my shoes in Macy's window if that doesn't thwart it, because that will. Not when these thugs know there's a good possibility I may never be put to death. I'll be back home for the next 25 years with free shoes and don't have to stand out in the rain. Don't get me going on this because I'm getting far off of what I wanted to talk about. And then I got the other side of the hour and I have guests. But anyway, you get my point there, I hope. But with Barack Obama and the way he would be outside of being the president, and this trial coming up with the George Stinney, and then it's Martin Luther King Jr. week and day where everybody can just get a little bit more research on Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Here's another guy that could throw it, okay? I mean, verbally. And he used to actually play in verbal insult games. But when he was out in public, boy, you would have never known it. All right? That's another side of Martin Luther King Jr. He's another guy I would have liked to have a couple drinks with and watch a game. Anyway, hey, listen, I got to go to the top of the hour. I'm filling in for Kate Delaney. My name is George Russell. You want to email me? George@rocktalkradio.us. George@rocktalkradio.us. The phone number here, 1-877-300-7645. 1-877-300-7645. And I'll see you on the other side.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.